Today we're building one of the most iconic tension moves in jungle and drum and bass, the rewind moment. We're going to make it from scratch in Ableton Live 12, using only stock tools, and the goal is not just to create a cool effect. The goal is to make a section that feels like the track itself got grabbed by the collar, pulled backward, and then slammed back in harder than before. If you've ever heard a crowd react to a rewind, you already know why this matters. It's not just a transition. It's a performance moment. It's energy management. It's the point where you take momentum away on purpose so the return lands with more force. Set your project to 174 BPM, 4/4, and make sure warp is on for every audio clip. While you're building, keep the master peaking around -6 dB so you've got some headroom. Create tracks for drums or break, bass, rewind FX, impact hit, and if you want extra weight, a return drop layer. First, we need something worth rewinding. The rewind only works if the source groove has real attitude, so load in a strong breakbeat loop. An amen-style break works great, but anything with character will do. If you have a layered break with a snare crack and some low-end punch, even better. Once the break is in Ableton, set warp mode to beats. Depending on how chopped the break is, try preserve at 1/16 or 1/8. If the timing feels loose, go in and tighten the warp markers manually. You want it punchy and controlled, but not sterile. A little roughness is actually good here. Jungle likes character. For processing, keep it simple and musical. Try drum bus first with a little drive, maybe 5-15%, and only a touch of crunch. Be careful with boom if your sub is already busy. Then use EQ8 to clean things up. High pass somewhere around 25-35 Hz, notch out mud around 200-400 if needed, and maybe add a tiny lift around 5-8 kHz if the break needs more bite. After that, a glue compressor with a gentle 2-1 ratio, around 10 milliseconds attack, and auto or medium release can help glue the break together. You want energy, not overcooked drums. Now for the rewind itself. The easiest convincing move is to duplicate the last bar or two before the drop, consolidate that into a new audio clip, and reverse it. Place that reversed clip so it leads directly into the drop point. This instantly gives you that pullback sensation. But here's the important part. Don't stop at the reverse clip. A real rewind needs more than just backward audio. It needs the sense that the whole mix is collapsing. So shape the reversed section with fades and timing. If it feels too abrupt, shorten it to one bar and add a fade at the end. If you want a more classic jungle feel, let it end just before a hard stop. That hard stop is part of the drama. For a more modern or more broken up version, try stutter slicing. Slice the break into eighths or sixteenths, duplicate some of the final hits, and reverse only certain slices. Alternate forward and reverse fragments near the drop. That creates a more chaotic, disorienting rewind that still feels rhythmic. Now let's design the actual rewind motion. One strong option is to use simpler. Load a short break fragment, a vocal stab, or even a noise burst into simpler, switch to classic mode, set it to one shot or trigger, and automate the transpose parameter downward over the rewind bar. Start at 0 semitones, then move quickly to -12, and then maybe -24 over the last half bar. That gives you a tape stop style drag, like the sound is being physically sucked backward. If you want it to feel more organic and less clean, resample the tail of the phrase onto a new audio track, then automate clip transpose or add frequency shifter for instability. You can reverse that rendered clip if needed. That approach often feels more jungle because it isn't too perfect. Slight warping, transient smear, and uneven movement can actually help. Next, build an effects layer that sells the whole illusion. A good rewind FX chain can live on a return track or a dedicated audio track. Start with auto filter and automate the low pass cutoff from around 18 kHz down to about 1.5 kHz. During the transition, add a touch of resonance, maybe 10-20%, so the filter movement is audible. Then add frequency shifter with tiny movement, maybe +20-20 Hz, just enough to create a subtle wobble. If you want a stranger texture, Ring Mod can add instability, but use it carefully. After that, try echo with a dark filter, 1/8 or 1/4 time, and about 20-35% feedback. Then a reverb, with a medium size, a decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds, and a high cut so it doesn't wash out your low end. The idea here is simple. The filter narrows the energy, the frequency shifting destabilizes it, and the delay and reverb stretch the moment out for drama. The rewind gets a lot stronger if you give it a moment to breathe. So in the last half bar or bar before the rewind, pull out the sub, the main kick, the full drum loop, and any busy top percussion. Leave only something lean, like a chopped brake tail, a vocal stab, a noise riser, or maybe a ghost drum. That dropout makes the rewind feel bigger because the listener feels the absence before the pullback. On Ableton's stock devices, utility is perfect here. Automate gain down to minus infinity or at least way down on your drum and bass buses, or use the track activator if you want a harder cut. Then comes the slam. You need a proper re-entry impact. Layer a sub drop, kick impact, snare crack, metallic hit, and maybe a white noise burst. On that impact layer, try saturator with soft clip on and a little drive, then EQ8 to cut anything below about 25 to 30 Hz and shape the weight around 90 to 120 Hz if needed. A little presence around 2 to 5 kHz helps it read on smaller speakers. If you want it to punch, add drum bus with a touch of transient and drive. The re-entry should land exactly on the downbeat after the rewind, or slightly before it if you want that feeling of the drop kicking the door in rather than politely arriving. After the impact, bring the groove back with intention. You can return everything at once for a full drop, or you can stage it. For a darker rolling vibe, bring the drums back first, then the bass half a bar later, then the full low end. That delay in the return gives the drop more pressure. The rewind is really about contrast, so don't be afraid of space. A near-silent bar can be more powerful than a wall of sound. Automation is where the illusion gets convincing. Automate filter cutoff down through the rewind. Raise the reverb send briefly, then cut it. Let the delay feedback rise at the end of the fill. Narrow the stereo width before the drop, then open it back up on the return. Utility is great for this. A mono rewind moment followed by a wide return feels huge, even if the actual level doesn't change much. If you want this to feel truly like jungle, keep it a little rough. Use break edits instead of a clean riser. Add short reversed snare tails. Maybe layer in a vinyl stop or tape drag. A little lo-fi texture goes a long way. Over-polishing it can make the moment feel too EDM and remove the raw pirate radio energy that makes jungle hit so hard. A few advanced tricks can take it further. Try a fake rewind by re-triggering a short drum or vocal phrase progressively faster. Quarter notes, then eighths, then sixteenths, then a choke out. Or split the effect into two layers. A high-frequency layer with noise, vinyl drag, or reverse cymbals, and a mid-range layer with chopped break or vocal stab. Process the highs with filtering and width, and the mids with pitch drop and narrowing. You can also stack multiple fragments at once, like a reversed snare, reversed break tail, reversed chord stab, and a short subswell, offset by a few milliseconds so the rewind blooms instead of landing as one flat hit. The biggest thing to remember is this: think in terms of energy, not just effects. The rewind works because the listener feels momentum being removed, then returned with more force. Give the section a strong identity before the rewind, maybe a specific drum pattern, a bass rhythm, or a vocal tag, so the audience recognizes what they're losing. That makes the rewind feel intentional and musical. One more important note: don't overdo it. A rewind should usually be short, decisive, and confident. Too long and it loses tension. Too many effects and it turns to mush. Too much sub during the pullback and the illusion stops working. Keep the low end disciplined, keep the transition tight, and let the return do the talking. For practice, build three versions from the same two-bar break loop. Make one raw old-school jungle rewind with minimal processing, one dark rolling DNB rewind with filtering and stereo narrowing, and one chaotic glitch version with sliced fragments and unstable effects. Then compare them. Ask yourself which one feels the most authentic, which one hits hardest, and which one leaves the biggest emotional impact when the drop comes back in. If you remember nothing else, remember this: the rewind moment is not just a reverse clip. It's a minute arrangement. It's drop out, pull back, and slam in. Build the tension carefully, commit to the moment, and make the return feel dangerous. That's how you turn a good section into a proper crowd mover.